This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. You might recognize the name Christopher Kimball if you've watched America's Test Kitchen. You know, the tall, thin guy with the bow tie. Or if, like me, you've read and cooked from Cooks Illustrated magazine. Kimball and his team were known for perfecting recipes. If you follow along exactly, you'll cook something really good. But Kimball has started a new cooking venture now, a multimedia company called Milk Street, with a website, TV show, podcast, and a cookbook. Christopher Kimball's Milk Street, The New Home Cooking. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You've been writing and publishing recipes for pretty much decades now. How has the way we cook at home changed in that time?
It's about to totally change. You know, it used to be that traditionally American cooking was Northern European. And that's a very particular style of cooking, which was heavy on technique. And that's not really how most of the world cooks. So we're going from a Northern European technique-based culinary tradition to one where it's just about flavor. If you think about it, this whole idea of mastering the art, right, of the technique to develop flavor is unnecessary in a world where you have the option of buying foods with very strong flavors at the outset.
You say it's about to change. Why aren't we there yet?
Home cooking is the last bastion of the old guard, and that's because people get into a routine. Maybe their parents cooked a certain way or that they're used to a certain style of cooking. So changing people's personal habits is harder than changing where they eat.
So I've spent a lot of years reading and cooking from Cooks Illustrated. And one of the things that struck me about Milk Street is how much less buttoned up it is. It seems to me sort of less focused on making the perfect version of something. Is that fair?
I think that's fair. We don't test the recipe 40 or 50 times anymore. I mean, you know, maybe I'm having my third midlife crisis or something. I'm just letting it go. I think that we're trying to spend our time and energy on the front end. So lob lobby, for example, sort of a chickpea soup with stale bread from Northern Africa. Well, it's the concept of the recipe that's so intriguing. And there are hundreds of variations in that theme. So there's no really best version of that. We're just trying to create a version that works best in the American home kitchen, probably.
Yeah, I mean, it seems freeing in some ways to be focused on, here's a great dish that you may not have had. You know, there's no need, the perfection piece of it is not there.
There is a joy in this kind of cooking. I'm cooking so much more in the last few years. There is a joy to this food because it's about big flavors and it's a new way of thinking about cooking. Let me give you an example. In Japan, when you cook, it's almost how you move in the kitchen. Now, there's a certain way to move. In Vietnam, there's the right intent, a very Buddhist philosophy in cooking. So cooking in other parts of the world isn't just the instruction. Cooking is performance art, right? And I have been, you know, I've been the Larry David of food, right? It's just like, curb your enthusiasm here, guys. Let's just look at the science. Look, I still love the science, but there's an enthusiasm to this project because I've realized after all these years, you know, the doors have opened and there's other places in the world have so many better ways of preparing food, or at least different ways.
As the recipe repertoire of a home cook shifts as we sort of enter this new big flavor world that you're describing, what's it mean for the food industry today, both publishing but wider than that?
Look, I think the food industry is all over this and has been all over it for years. I mean, the restaurant business is at the front end of this. And I've always said, you know, if you want to see what's going on in the restaurant world, look at airports, right? I mean, I was just in Atlanta. There's a place called Aviva in a food court in Atlanta, which has a line out the door. I mean, there was a 20-minute line. And it's, you know, a shawarma and it's falafel, et cetera. And when you see that next to the fried chicken place and the hamburger place, and this is the place getting all the business, what does that tell you? I think the country's ahead of us. I think it's already happened.
Christopher Kimball, thanks so much.
Yeah, my great pleasure. Thank you.